This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. Last night on the court, the Trailblazers defeated the Knicks 118-114, and the Nets earned a 104-92 win at Miami. Tonight, the Brooklyn Nets go against Dallas at 8:30, the 76ers host New Orleans at 7, and the New York Knicks face off against the Celtics at 7:30. In the NFL's Thanksgiving matchups, tomorrow the Chicago Bears face the Lions at 12:30, Washington goes against Dallas at 4:30, and Atlanta takes on New Orleans at 8:20. In men's college basketball, Quinnipiac defeated New Hampshire 69-63, Holy Cross edged UAlbany 69-65, UConn topped Cornell 91-74, and Stephen F. Austin beat Marist 64-60. Tonight, Syracuse takes on Colgate at 7, Iona faces off against Hartford at 2, Vermont goes against Yale at 7, and the Siena Saints take on the Mountain Hawks at 6 p.m. In women's college basketball, UMass edged UT Rio Grande Valley 74-70. Tonight, UAlbany takes on Monmouth at 5. The Daily Racing Forum reports Hall of Fame jockey Gary Stevens said he is retiring from riding after doctors informed him he has a spinal injury that could lead to a far more serious issue if he were to fall. And three-time Olympic medalist skier Lindsey Vonn says she injured her knee in a training crash and will miss the upcoming World Cup speed races in Lake Louise, Alberta. She didn't specify which knee she hurt in a Super G wipeout on Monday, but said on her social media accounts she won't need surgery. The 34-year-old Vonn plans to retire after this season. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.